Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here to talk about the toy of the week, but we're going to do three because it's a busy day. We're going to look at some new Rogue One vehicles, three of which include Nerf Dart launchers, and one of which is a repack from The Force Awakens. So if you missed it, you can get it again. And it's an army builder, so you may as well. So anyway, we're going to look at the A-Wing. It comes with the First Order Snowspeeder, the U-Wing Fighter, and the TIE Striker vehicles. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. Anyway, the A-Wing fighter is Harrison Dula's A-Wing fighter from the Star Wars Rebels television program. It's a little bit smaller than the original Kenner toy that was used for the Hasbro release as well. You'll notice it has a different style opening cockpit. It just pops open like a traditional vehicle. It does not include the switch to open the canopy. It also features landing gear that are not retractable. But the coolest addition is that there is a launching Nerf dart thing. Basically, they managed to make a functioning elite Nerf dart gun launcher in the shape of an A-Wing fighter. So some people find this very off-putting. I find it charming because this thing works pretty well. It can really sail across a room or two if you have two rooms that can be shot through. It's a smaller vehicle. It includes Hera in a flight helmet. It's pretty much the same figure as the Hera figure from last year, just a new head with the helmet embedded in the forehead. You have to apply one sticker to it, but other than that, it's ready to go right out of the box. And I mean that. I didn't even have to remove any twist ties. Just cut the tape, took out the insert, and boom, you're done. There it is. Put on the one sticker, and you're ready to fly. I highly recommend it. I think it's probably, for us older goobers, one of the more exciting things, because it looks a lot like the Macquarie artwork, and I'm hoping that means there's going to be a redeco of it at some point in that blue, because it really is nice. Next up, we have the First Order Snowspeeder. You know this one. It's like a big boat kind of a thing. It's an open vehicle with a removable blaster on a... It's not a tripod. It's not quite a bipod. It's kind of on a foot. I don't even know what you call that. A stand? I don't know my weapons very well. But you get a snowtrooper officer, and the vehicle has seating for a few figures. In a deleted scene in the DVD, you will see that Rey and Finn steal it at one point, and that's kind of cool. But, yeah, if you don't already have one, it comes with the A-Wing in an assortment. And right now, that's the only way you can get the A-Wing online from us. So give that a shot. The two new fighter vehicles are the U-Wing Anti-Striker. The AT-ACT, or AT-ACT. I'm not sure how they're going to pronounce it in the movie. AT-ACT sounds weird because you have to enunciate. And make sure you pronounce all of the letters, which is a difficult thing to do if you do not normally speak in that manner. But I'll let you know about that when I get one, because I don't got one yet. So we'll talk about the U-Wing. The U-Wing fighter looks kind of like a boat, kind of like the Y-Wing fighter. It's a little bit smaller than it is in the movie as far as scale goes. And I've heard complaints about that, and, you know, I understand where you guys are coming from, because in the movie, the vehicle looks like it has two seats side by side for a pilot and a co-pilot, and it's a troop carrier. But the problem is, if you do that as an action figure vehicle, it's going to be very, very big. And as you know, because of history, Kenner and Hasbro would downsize a vehicle a tiny bit just to make sure it can fit in a box at a reasonable price point. Because as it is, a U-Wing fighter is very large. The wings on the front stick forward by default, and you can pull on this lever and they kind of gently rotate and glide backwards, sweeping back. But at their widest point, they are 30 inches wide. So I got big arms, but even it's a little awkward for me to hold it and then have the wings swing in and out, because it's a sizable vehicle. It comes with Cassian Andor in his jacket, which seems to be his normal outfit, but I don't know for sure. I don't know if it'll be available anywhere else. It has a blaster, a holster that works. The deco on the eyes are a little exaggerated. He's got big, bright white eyes. It's a little bit more toy-like, doll-like than the other action figures. But it's really cool. Assembly's a little tricky. It has a Nerf dart launcher that really sails nicely. You gotta pop on the engines and the wings, and I think that was about it. There's an elastic seat belt for the figure, and there is retractable landing gear. I would say it's a nifty figure if they managed to get around some of the design problems I had with recent X-Wings, notably the wings on X-Wings, the bigger ones, because of gravity and size, would sag a little bit over the years. But these have little supports for the wings on the U-Wing, so if they're swept forward, it'll hold them up. So, good job, Hasbro. I think you did a great job on this. You can put the figure inside with no problem. The Nerf gun launcher on this one is retractable. You can push it back up into the belly of the ship if you want. And there's also two rings to store additional Nerf darts. It includes two Nerf darts, so does the A-Wing fighter, and so does the TIE Striker. The TIE Striker, on the other hand, has four dart storage slots on the wings and one in the vehicle. It includes two green darts, and it shoots real far. The first couple times I shot it, though, it just sputtered out. It was just like, and then flipped, and then it fell down. But after the third or the fourth time, either the dart straightened out or the spring got into shape or whatever, and now it's sailing across my house. So it's doing a good job. The wings can be pushed up, and with a push of a button, they flop down. I assume this is something it must do in the movie. I don't know yet. And it has some assembly required. You have to put the Nerf dart launcher on it, and you also have to add the cockpit canopy area. It looks like in the movie, it's going to be a back-to-back two-seater. The toy just has the one seat and the one pilot included. And the pilot is a traditional Star Wars TIE Fighter pilot. It has a great sculpt, good texture. All the pack-in figures so far have 5 points of articulation and a blaster. And the TIE pilot's blaster looks a lot like the Stormtrooper blaster from the individually packaged Stormtrooper, and it's slightly modified from the original Stormtrooper blaster, so you'll recognize it as being familiar, but different. He's got good deco, which seems to be unique from other TIE Fighter pilots I've already bought. I would say it's probably one of the better sculpts and poses out of the modern era, because the last 100% new TIE Fighter pilot was 2004, and since then they've been tweaking the arms and tweaking the legs, and they make a little minor change here and there. It's still a 2004 figure, fundamentally. This is all new, and even though it's only 5 points of articulation, the sculpt is clearly more in line with what you think a TIE Fighter pilot looks like. And the flight suit texture, again, I can't say enough about how it looks great, and it feels distinctive, too. It's not shiny and glossy, it feels kind of like if fabric were made out of plastic, if that makes sense. But it's a good-looking figure, it stands just fine, fits in the vehicle, A-OK, all the pilot figures do so far. And I'm quite enjoying these. So, don't let the Nerf thing throw you. If that's the only thing you hate about the new vehicles, I wouldn't necessarily skip them. I understand why you might. It's a different direction to take, but Nerf is one of Hasbro's biggest brands. I believe I've heard them say it is, in some cases, because they have whole aisles dedicated to Nerf at multiple stores, and kids are basically handed Nerf guns when they turn 8 now. I mean, it's just a very popular format. So it makes sense you'd want to include a universally sized projectile on your action figure toys, so if you lose your darts, you can get new ones. Speaking of Nerf, there are two Glow Strike blasters, which we're not going to review today, but the idea is it's a Star Wars electronic blaster that can also shoot Nerf darts, and it can charge a glow-in-the-dark projectile, and when you shoot it, it looks like a green laser blast just flew out of it. It's really cool. It may not be the exact color those blasters all shot out in the movies, but just seeing a little packet of green energy fly out of your Nerf gun, it's super cool. So if you're thinking about it and you just want to try one, the Jyn Erso blaster, it's the most expensive, but it's really nice, and it's automatic too. You don't have to pump it, that's what I'm getting at. But the Death Trooper one looks a lot like a Stormtrooper blaster, so you might want that one too. Does require some pumping. Real nice, highly recommended. I like these vehicles a lot. I don't think there's going to be a lot more of them, just because this movie line is going to be a little short, because for those of you who remember the erratic development cycle, the original plan was to have Rogue One come out in December, the movie, and then Episode 8 come out in May for the 40th anniversary of Star Wars, but after the wild success of The Force Awakens last year, Disney delayed it to holiday, which is probably a good idea, just because do we really need a new Star Wars movie every 6 months? I know we all love Star Wars, but as somebody who's getting a little bit older, it's just like, I don't think I can absorb a movie every year, let alone every 6 months. So with any luck, we'll get this one in a year. Maybe it'll be a year and a half till the next one. I'm in no rush to see another Star Wars movie, and I love these things. I just want to wallow in it for a while and get some new robots and droids and aliens and pilots and other guys. And the Rogue One line so far looks really great because it's Rebels and Imperials. I could stand to have some more aliens and droids, I'll be honest with you. But I like what I have so far, and the quantity, it's not bad for an opening wave. The quality's there. And, oh man, I'm so happy that every figure that looks like it might be a repack, outside of the vehicles, just the individually carded guys, they made changes. So Kylo Ren's got a new head and some new accessories, etc. So we'll talk about those soon, but for now, get yourself the TIE Striker, which we have in stock, the U-Wing, you can pre-order that for our next shipment, and as of this morning, we still have A-Wings and the First Order Snowspeeders, which I highly recommend. They're really, really cool and fun. Yeah. Have a great weekend, everybody. Hope you find some cool Star Wars items. We launched a whole Rogue One Star Wars shop you can see on entertainmentearth.com. I think you'll enjoy it. If you don't, I don't know you very well, but the truth is I have no idea who's listening to this right now, so You tell me. See you next time. I'll be out next week. I am on assignment, but I will be back the following week to talk about more Rogue One Star Wars toys.